24 hours a day, the best in most countries, right here on The Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. It's the morning show, John, Anna, and friends, as we roll through a Tuesday morning, May the 10th, 2022. Double digits for the month already, Anna. It seems to be zipping by.
Yes.
Of course, the morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And speaking of friends, we've got David from Cornerstone Baptist Church in Texarkana, Arkansas. Bless the badges. And it's a huge event that they got going on this Saturday. This Saturday at the church on Union Road, right?
Absolutely, yes.
That's in Texarkana, Arkansas. It's the old Trinity Baptist Church. But if you just wondered, all you have to do is put Cornerstone Baptist Church, Union Road, or whatever into your little map thing that everybody has on their phone. It'll take you right to it. And this is going on Saturday, beginning at 10 a.m., wrapping up around 2. And before we get into how the listeners can actually help out,
right?
Let's remind folks, you were in a few weeks ago, back in April, but to remind people what Bless the Badges is all about.
This is an event to show appreciation for our first responders. If they're a firefighter, sheriff's deputy, police officer, ambulance, or first responder, corrections officers. I talk about the two game wardens in Miller County or Bowie County.
Well, they count.
Yeah, if you carry a badge, you know, it's Jack Webb, I carry a badge.
That's
if
right.
you carry a badge, then you're invited. We wanted to say thank you for what you do. We appreciate you. The community is behind you, and this is truly a community event.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned it several times. It's kind of like, yeah, you know, sometimes you do something like this, and you feed them, which is great.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a good meal, especially when it's a free good meal. But you're going to do that, but it's so much more than just the meal. So talk about what all is going to be going on that day besides feeding them.
Oh, you're right. The best meals are free. But along with that, we have a shopping spree, a giveaway. We have a lot of household items like ice chests and air fryers and lawnmowers, a big prize, but a lot of small diapers, formula. We're working on that. Just things that toys for the kids, fishing lures for the fishermen, and things like that. They'll be able to get time. They'll get when they register, they'll get a ticket, and they'll go into to the gym area where it'll be set up with a couple of thousand or more items that we're still working on. They can choose from something, one large item and several to put in the bag. And then from there, they'll go to an area if they would like to be prayed for. There's an area for that. Or they can go outside and there'll be a party going on. There'll be games, music, prizes there. The big prizes we'll give away. We'll have hamburgers and hot dogs,
mm-hmm.
Candy for the kids at the games, and just a lot of good times for the whole family.
And it's a thank you to them. And you're saying like, okay, we want to reward you. Thank you for what you do. It's a tough job. You don't get paid enough most of the time. And sometimes you're way underappreciated for what you have to do and to protect the community and help the community.
Right.
And so these are things that they can take home and enjoy. That maybe it wouldn't be in their budget to buy some type of air fryer. Or maybe their child wouldn't get that extra nice rod and reel or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah. That's what it's all about. Just to say thank you. We appreciate you. We understand that we can't take care of all the needs in a family. But we can do something. And we can do it for the whole family, not just the individual officers and not just a dinner or some pizza or whatever. But it was intended to be a community event to bring all businesses, churches, individuals together, and it has done that. We've seen a great cross-section of the community. We've got businesses that, for instance, if you're feeding about 2,000 people, you need a whole lot of meat and
yeah.
buns
yeah.
and we call it condiments, lettuce and cheese and pickles, onions on a Sesame
yep.
Street
yeah.
bun, right?
Yeah,
yeah, we
so,
go.
And so we have one of the businesses that's cutting it all up and shredding it for us and saving us a slicing party.
Yes.
And it's just, it's very, very good that's how the businesses and media outlets have come together.
And, of course, you want to emphasize that you've had some people come up to you and go, well, I'd love to come, but mm-hmm. I'm working that shift that day. There is a solution.
That's right. On Saturday, May the 14th, this coming Saturday, from 10 until 2, the event will be held. Somebody says, well, what if you have an overflow or that many people? Well, we'll stay. I mean, we're not going to say 2 o'clock.
It's over.
That's it. Yeah, we won't turn the lights out and leave. So that, you know, I'm not saying come that late, but we'll do our best to accommodate everyone. But if an officer or a first responder, a corrections officer, whoever, is on duty, as long as their badge gets there with a spouse, significant other, or someone, and says, here, we'll register them, and they'll get their bag and their chance to go grocery, the shopping in the shopping area, and the chance of the prizes and everything else.
Yeah, you were talking about some big prizes. Is that going to be a drawing or something?
Yes,
big prizes?
Yeah. Well, they'll be able to put one of their tickets into a drawing. What it is, some of the things are kind of specialized. Not everybody wants a portable spa, for instance.
Sure.
Not everybody needs a kayak.
Right.
Not everybody needs an electric lawnmower.
Uh-huh.
So they'll be put like in an area, say, I would like a chance at winning this.
Oh, okay.
And then every 20 minutes during those 2 hours, we'll be calling names and announcing it on the PA system while the music plays or doesn't play, and call out the winner.
Right. I like that.
All right. Sounds good. We're going to continue talking about this because there's things that you people out there, you listeners, can do to help out. And more of the best of most country is coming up as we continue on a Tuesday morning on The Pig. Yeah, we call it the best of most country for a reason. 103.9 and MyPigRadio.com. Air in the mid-70s, very warm, way above normal temperatures this time of the year. And we're going to be in the low 90s for highs today with lots of sunshine and breezy south winds. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning. So we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American-made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, our guest from the community, David from Cornerstone Baptist Church. Is here talking about Bless the Badges, a big event going on for people out there who wear a badge in whatever profession or career it is that wears a badge and helps the community and protects the community. It's going to help them out for a change on Saturday. And, of course, if you couldn't tell by listening to David, he is a preacher. He's got that preacher voice. But he is well, they have a voice. They have to speak for a living. And he did radio. And you can tell that.
Yes.
So it's a radio preacher voice is what I call it.
Yeah, the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
there we go.
It is.
Love it.
Absolutely. He's done good things twice, a radio and then even better in being a pastor or a preacher. And how long have you been at Cornerstone?
I've been there, it'd be 8 years this year.
Eight years.
And I really like the job to just sit here and say, it's American made. That would be great.
Yeah, it's a great job.
Are y'all bugging me?
Because we can. But we are talking about Bless the Badges. And it is a big event going on this Saturday at the church, Cornerstone Baptist Church, Union Road, that is in the old Trinity Baptist Church, if you're familiar with that area. Just put it in your Google map thing on Saturday and you can get there pretty easy if you want to come out. And that, speaking of that, there are two distinct ways that people can help out. One is to donate some items. So talk a little bit about what you...
Those items, we call them household goods. I think the term we used once is comfort items, things they can use in the kitchen, things that would be like fishing lures, tools, just nice new things. We don't want thrift store items. We want to give them the best we can.
Right.
And those will always be accepted. You can call us. We have a Gmail account, blessthebadges@gmail.com. We have a Facebook page. I've had people contact me that way through blessthebadges@facebook.com. And they can send a message and say, I've got this, and how can I get it to you?
And your phone number?
It's 903-748-7438.
Okay. And so, new items, creature comfort items, kitchen items, whatever, good items, new items. That they're still taking those, obviously. Because the more that they get, the more they can give out to the employees, the badges, the people with the badges. But at the same time, you can also use a little people in person action with volunteers who show up because you got a lot of stuff going on.
That's right. People power. We've got the giveaway. We've got registration. We have the game area. We have the cooking food area. Running around helping out. We can use people anywhere carrying the things. What we want to do is when they get these items, we want to carry them to the car for them and say, we appreciate it. You can't do anything except bring your family, come and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So we can always use people to help us. And to do that, the event begins at 10 o'clock on May the 14th, Saturday. They can show up anytime during that 10 to 2 hour or before. We're going to be there at 7 for sure and say, hey, put me in, coach. We'll put you in. The setup begins on Thursday at 8 o'clock. And we can always use help moving those 2,000-plus items from the warehouse to the gym.
Right. When you say Thursday at 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
Does that mean 8 in the morning? Or
8 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah, 8 a.m.
Well, you know, not everybody's an early riser.
Well, you're good.
I can show up at 8.
Yeah.
I'd be asleep about 8 p.m., but anyway.
Yeah, we've been kidding the man in charge of that he's sort of semi-retired right now. Uh-huh. And said, he's going to be there at the crack of noon, but he'll be there sooner than that.
So if you want to help out ahead of time on Thursday, or if you want to help out on the day of and get involved and maybe help with the games and things like that. Man, if you love being around kids, that's always fun, helping out with the games. They could certainly use the in-person help as well. And we'll continue talking with David. We'll also get y'all to, it's not really a game today. I think it's this or that.
I love that game.
She likes this or that. So we'll do that, and we'll kind of go back over the big event on Saturday. But it's a great idea that you came up with and are doing for those people that help us out. And, you know, we need to show them that we do appreciate them because, you know, a lot of things going on in the country these days. And past couple of years, they haven't been appreciated in some parts of the country as well as they should be. And we want to show them down here. We do appreciate
it. We sure do.
Great song from Carrie Underwood talking about that All-American Girl.
Yep.
Which we all love All-American Girls, right? We even love Anna. She's she's American and Canadian. She's kind of both.
Kind of.
Which makes her special.
Always, in not a bad way.
Well, you know, people what is it? People say Anna's awesome, and I say, yeah, she is something else.
You, or she's special.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, we got David from Bless the Badges from Cornerstone Baptist Church in Texarkana, Arkansas, here talking about their event coming up on Saturday for all the people employed in the area that wear the badges.
And yeah.
That's a whole list of people. It's not just, you think about it, you think police officers, yeah, they're involved, but it's so much more. Anybody that wears a badge and does something to help the community, protect the community, they are going to enjoy the day there on Saturday. And we'll kind of wrap that up and go over it one more time in just a minute. But we do have our little, it's not a game today, but it's just, and y'all play along out there in Radio Land, with it's called This or That. I'll give you two choices, and you tell me which one you would choose and, you know, maybe why. And here we go.
Okay.
Are we going to have oatmeal or are we going to have, you know, your usual cold cereal, bowl of cereal? Oatmeal or cereal? What's it going to be, Anna?
Cold cereal.
What's it going to be, David?
Oatmeal because it's hot.
I go with the cold cereal. I've never, when I was a kid, I never liked the texture of oatmeal.
I didn't mind oatmeal. It was the Red River cereal. It was, oh, gruel.
Gruel?
Yeah, it was like gruel.
Okay.
Down here, it's grits.
Yeah.
Nope, it's not grits, I promise.
All right. Fly for 10 hours on a plane, or obviously, or drive for 20 hours. What are we going to do? We're going to drive for 20? I don't want to do either one of those, but...
David?
Say it again, the first part.
Fly for 10 hours, you're flying a long way, or drive for 20 hours.
I'd rather fly for 10 hours.
I'm going to fly all day long, yeah.
Okay. I don't know about that. But anyway, I don't know if that wouldn't be confined.
You can get farther in 10 hours.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of where I was going with it.
Yeah. Now, I don't play this game, but it's out there new. It's that Wordle game.
That Wordle.
Uh-huh. I don't even understand it.
Okay, we'll start playing it every morning.
I don't want to play. Okay. Wordle or crossword puzzle?
Wordle, every day.
Wordle.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll do the crossword puzzle.
Okay.
Oh, this is easy for me. Cheese or cottage cheese? I'm a cheese lover.
Cheese, definitely.
Cheese.
Okay. Yeah, you have to have an acquired special taste if you like cottage
cheese. Say cheese.
Yep.
Siri or Alexa or Alex, as you call him.
Yeah. Siri.
I like Alexa. I have it in my home.
All right.
I don't want to be spied on at home. I know I'm being spied on with Siri, but not as bad. So.
Okay, I guess
that's the only reason.
Siri's the one that, what does she do? She tell you where to go or how to get there?
Oh, she'll do everything for you. Right. She'll order stuff for you. She'll turn your TV on and off.
I have a lot of friends like that, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Are we going to snow ski or water ski?
Neither. I don't have the knees anymore.
If I had to choose, it would be snow.
I would do snow ski.
Yeah, I don't. Wow. Water. No. Too old for water skiing. Mm-hmm. Acupuncture treatment or a massage?
Definitely a massage.
Well, I don't want to be poked. Little needle stab.
No, thank you on the needles. And we've had this before. Sprained wrist or sprained ankle. I'm going to go with the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the ankle.
Yes. Because she does a lot of
type.
Yeah. Pet rabbit or pet guinea pig? I never had either one of them, but I guess a rabbit.
We had guinea pigs. They're really interactive.
Okay. And I'm going to change this, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to change it because it's got pop singers on there. I'm going to sing it, or rock singers. I'm going to change it to country singers.
Okay.
Are we going to meet Garth Brooks or are we going to meet George Strait?
Oh, George Strait every day.
All day.
Can't you have both, so it'd be George Strait.
And me too, of course. Yeah.
I would like to meet Garth, but.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there you go. That's this or that. All right, once again, David, if you will, tell us about the event on Saturday, the who, what, when, and where, and how people can help out.
Bless the Badges is at Cornerstone Baptist Church on Saturday, May the 14th. Starts at 10 o'clock, ends around 2 or thereabouts. This is for all of our registered first responders, firefighters, sheriff's deputies, corrections officers, deputies,
police officers, wardens,
game wardens, all of them. If you carry a badge, you're welcome to participate.
And if you can't make it,
you can send your badge in with a spouse, significant other, or radio show host, if you wish.
Yeah, call us. We'll go for you. I'll proxy you.
They're going to feed you hamburgers and all. They're going to feed you. Then you're going to be able to select different prizes that are going to be there. Lots of things that, hey, you might want to have at the house, but maybe you don't feel like you can afford it. It's wonderful items. They're going to have drawings for the big, big items. They're going to have games for the kids, music. What you need out of the people listening out there is to either donate new items, which you'll still take, or show up to volunteer to help with the games or things like that. And what is the website, Facebook, and all that?
The Facebook is Bless the Badges on Facebook. The Gmail account is blessthebadges@gmail.com. That's as close to the web as we get.
All right. And your phone number one more time?
My number is 903-748-7438.
All right. I hope it's going to be a great event. I'm sure it will be.
It will be.
And like I said, just put it in your Google Maps, Cornerstone Baptist Church on Union Road there in Texas County, Arkansas, the old Trinity Baptist Church. You'll find it. And I'm so glad that you're doing this for the all the people with the badges, and thank you so much for coming in again.
My pleasure. Thank you for hosting us. Thank you for helping us get the word out. Last time we were on the air, we had people call and volunteer. So
fantastic.
There are people out there who actually listen to your show.
Well, that's great to know. Thank you.